back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Garden Radio Show with your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
Well, winter is near, fall is getting close to being over, and for many of us, gardening season is pretty much done. We still have some items in the garden. We've got some yaucons we're going to harvest, Jerusalem artichokes, Brussels sprouts, a few cabbages left. We do have leeks, and I think that's pretty much it. Kale, we do have a lot of kale. But anyway, once we get that cleaned up, we're going to bring, and we have been bringing leaves in. It's odd that certain trees drop leaves. There's certain part of the cities where you can look up and there's not a leaf anywhere. Everything's done in our part of the city where the large garden
but
is.
But when we were driving on here to the radio station, there's still a lot of leaves.
And there's other parts of the city where there's not a leaf on a tree anywhere. The streets are covered and they picked them up and took them in and everything. But with that being said, there's things in which we can do now in order to prepare for spring gardening. Now, I talk to people all the time, and you know, people in Hawaii and Florida and all that. Oh, we garden year round. I don't think you could or I could handle that that 365 gardening
no,
all the time.
No, we would not be in a good situation. So, I look forward
for,
to spring
for us, or for gardening, or just for time.
You and I.
Okay. All right.
I look forward to spring every winter. Mm-hmm. I do, but then I look forward to winter every fall. And there's reasons for that. But I think the number one thing is just kind of being able to relax.
Right. And and that's the thing. I mean, with not going out and doing something in the garden. I mean, we have other things. Holly works full time. I work really 11 and a half months a year on this particular program, acquiring the sponsorship and reaching out and doing
social
things.
Media
and social media
that.
Aspect, mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, that relaxation time in the winter, once you've already gotten done.
And let's face it, it's a nice time to stay in and relax. Nice to be out of the cold and out of the elements.
Right.
And it's a good time.
But there is some things we can do that's not highly, it involves a lot of effort.
No. This could be part of your relaxing. Right now, though, you should definitely take a look at your garden and kind of reflect back on what
the
did well.
The good and the bad.
The good and the bad.
Yeah.
Also, maybe what you might want to change as if your leaves haven't fallen off, you can maybe think about if you're going to expand where the shade would be, where the shade isn't, and maybe if you're going to get into a landscapey type situation, kind of think about that as well.
Exactly. And if you're a big book reader, great time. We've had a lot of authors. There's a lot of great books
of
knowledge. It's not just, this is my story about when I was a gardener at age 7. There's a lot of instructional, informational, content-based books out there. And if you don't like to read a lot, some of them's got some really great pictures in them, too.
Yeah, definitely. You can also listen to podcasts, watch videos, catch up on all that, maybe do some research.
And that's the thing. And you bring up the podcasts and the videos. If the great thing about podcasts, you can do 10 other things while you're listening to a podcast.
For sure.
Videos, you pretty much, if you're going to watch a video, you're going to have to watch. You can't be mowing grass and watching a video at the same time. You understand what I'm saying. It's a one-focus type of thing. But there are great YouTubers out there, great videos. We've produced a great amount of 1,300-plus videos, whether in studio or in the garden. But there are great garden videos out there. Now, the thing that I will warn you when it comes to YouTube, just because somebody has a YouTube account doesn't mean the information that they're providing is always accurate.
Just because somebody has a blog doesn't mean the information they're writing. So you might want to, if you come across, I've looked up recipes, come across blogs, and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. So if something seems off, you definitely want to cross-check what's going on.
Yeah, and that's the thing with anything. And with us, even when we go to a reliable source, when we're looking up information for a question and or a topic for this program, we just do not go to the first, blankblank.com. We're going to copy that and use it. No, we don't. We reference two or three sources to make sure, even though we know the information is 100% correct ourselves, we still double-check ourselves because we are putting information out there for you, and you're trusting us with the information that we're providing. Yeah, we make mistakes just like everybody else has made mistakes, but we do our due diligence in order to obtain the correct information to provide you based on the topic in which we were covering, whether it's canning, planting tomatoes, or harvesting beets, whatever the case may be.
And, yeah, definitely is we make sure that we are providing the correct information and also that we have guests that will provide the correct information
right,
as well.
Trusted, reliable, reputable guests that we trust and we follow that – and we bring guests on that educate us.
Right.
It's not just, okay, we all know how to do X, Y, Z. We're going to tell all of you who are listening. There's times we had a lady, I forget her name, about chickens.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Joni on today about some home remedies and vaccinations, that type of thing. Information that educates us as well, and that's part of the fun in what we do, that we get to learn along with all of you.
And sometimes we get to laugh, too.
Right.
Right. So definitely do your research, do your due diligence, take this time to learn, to read, to catch up.
Plan.
Because once you get going, like we do every spring, all of a sudden now you have...
I got to do all of this in 2 days.
Seedlings growing out your living room and...
Maybe next year you don't start seedlings. Maybe you just go to... your garden center and buy them all. And the investment is worth it.
And there's no shame in that. If you feel that you want to.
We had to do that this year and it worked out great.
Yeah, it worked out great. So definitely kind of take that into consideration. It's kind of like us trying to grow broccoli and cauliflower. We tried, and we're like, you know what, we'll leave that to somebody who can, and we'll use that space for something else.
Right, and we have accepted that as well. But yeah, plan. And if you're going to start seeds, come. And you're a big M.I. Gardner fan. I think it's early November. All his 2019 seeds will be in the store, and he's going to have more than 450 varieties come 2019.
Yeah, those seed catalogs seem to come early and earlier every year, so definitely check those out and check out M.I. Gardner and his great products that he has.
Right. So, but most of all, relax. Enjoy. Remember the good times. Learn from the bad times. And enjoy. This is not your job. This is something we all do for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the benefit of what when we do things for fun, like gardening, if we have a fail, it's not like we're not going to eat tonight. When we have a fail, it's not like we're keeping our family from eating. We can go to the grocery store. We can go to Woodman's, Outpost, Beans and Barley, and pick up food. It's not like we're in a third world country where it's live or die based on the decisions
right.
that we make. So enjoy. I know Holly and I work very, very hard to make sure we have minimal amount of fails because this is kind of our job. We want to show people video-wise
right.
that you can do this, and we make the mistakes for you. So some of the things in which you can do over the winter months to get ready for spring next year.